Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling, and with me once again this week is Mike Spring.
Your faithful sidekick.
Yes, if he coughs in the middle of any of this, it's the remnants. You claim it is the swine flu, eh?
Yes, but I can sense the doubt in your voice, yeah, so I'll just say I was sick a few weeks ago.
Okay, well, we're glad to have you back, and hopefully not spreading germs around the studio here. We've been getting a lot of responses to some of the earlier podcasts we've done, and not only positive, but more questions that are raised by what we've been doing, right?
Absolutely. A lot of people have been writing in with some kind of, general questions about things related to voiceovers. So we thought today we'd kind of give you a little hodgepodge of information and answer a few common questions that we get.
Sounds good. Mike's been collecting these, and top on your list is which one here?
Well, Warren, one of the things we get asked about the most often is a person's voice description. Some people like to put a little description of their voice on their demo, and a lot of people are kind of unsure about how to kind of formulate that. So what do you think?
Well, a couple of places that this voice description can be displayed, all right? On the demo, as you mentioned. And then, of course, if you've got a web page or a website of any sort, you can put it there as well. On the demo itself, I think the demo kind of tells people what your voice sounds like. And I don't know if you really need to have something in print that says, I have this, basso profundo voice or whatever it might be. That I don't think makes a real big difference because, once again, let the demo, do the talking. However, if you've got a web page and you're online, then you may want to consider that some people may type in a search and, in a search engine, looking for that basso profundo. I don't know where I'm
You like using from. That
you
voice
like
today,
that.
Huh?
Certainly that can't hurt. But you know what? I think too much attention is given to that in many cases. And I believe that you can get by without really trying to describe your voice. Again, let your demo do it.
Absolutely. And if you are going to use a voice description, keep it brief. You don't need 37 different adjectives to describe your voice. Just a couple of keywords that really kind of hone in on your biggest strengths.
Good point.
Well, another question that we get a lot of is, I've been working as a voice actor for a while now, and I'm working, regularly. I'm not working every day, but I'm getting jobs here and there. So how much do I still need to practice reading out loud?
Well, since I've been doing this for years, I can tell
well,
you.
What was that? Or I didn't quite catch that.
Just a number of years.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you that you never stop practicing. You should always be practicing. Just ask my wife. I often will just read something out of a magazine or a newspaper, that she could certainly read. I could hand it to her, but I feel, hey, I've got this thing that I do for a living. Why not practice it? So often I will read a little something out loud, and that's practice, all right? Reading something that you've, never read before, that you're reading out loud to someone, that's practice.
Legendary voice actor Rodney Salisbury often talks about how he reads while he's driving to work. He reads, bus signs and
billboards,
everything. Yeah. So you can never have too much practice, no matter how successful you become. Well, another question that we get a lot of is, since voice acting is a small business, do I need to set myself up as a business?
And my immediate reaction to that is that I've never really had to do such a thing in all the years that I've been doing it. Some people do, and it really depends on how deep into the business you get, all right? Because there's certainly, if you talk to your tax guy or your tax woman, they'll tell you that there are certain advantages to setting up a small business. But in most cases, most voice actors, you don't need to do that.
I think that's exactly right, Warren. And, it's important to remember, we are suggesting you treat your voice acting career as a business, mm-hmm. just when it comes to the financial side of things, you don't necessarily have to do all the steps that you might do with a small business of a more traditional nature. But again, Legal Mike stepping in here. If you have any questions or concerns about your financial status, consult with a tax or a financial planner.
I think we've come to the end of our questions. Well, here's one. What color are your eyes, Mike? No, we're not going to answer that.
They're a lovely shade of baby blue.
If everybody tunes in next time, maybe we'll tell you how nice a shade of baby blue they are. Whatever. Thanks again for all your questions, and we appreciate you being here every week. We're going to do this again sometime next week, and by Thursday, sometime during the day, Mike gets around to putting it up on the...
Yeah, when I feel like it. But hey, Warren, thanks for getting me back in here again. I know you keep trying to replace me with alternate co-host, but I keep weaseling my way back in, so...
Well, it was just the whole swine flu thing. I thought maybe it would be a good idea if you took some time off. We will do this again. Thanks again, and voicecoaches.com is where you want to come on a regular basis, not only for these podcasts, but for Mike's blogs and all the good stuff that appears there regularly. We'll catch you next time around.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
All right, pick it up.
And we're going to just wait for him to cough in the middle of one of my
probably during
responses.
Your best take.
Yeah, exactly.
He's notorious for that.
Yeah, sorry about that. Stupid darn swine flu.
Hello and welcome once again to voicecoaches.com and
nope,
our
nope.
weekly...
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to... I thought... Because it's Voice Coaches Radio.
Okay.